Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration for this morning, where I continue with our thoughts on discernment, deception. This time we're going to go to 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to read verses, maybe I'm just going to read to the up to verse 11, starting in verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him and that hath called us to glory and virtue. Wherefore are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So Peter starts this letter off after his greeting here. He starts this letter off with grace and peace be glorified to the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And this word knowledge will show up, actually shows up a couple of different places in this passage. We must have the knowledge of God in order for us to understand what God wants, and in order for us to maintain our godly life and to keep from deception. Then in the very next verse, he says, verse 3 there, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. So there again is that word knowledge. He has given unto us all that pertain unto life and godliness. Everything we need for life and godliness he has given to us. Through the knowledge of him, through the knowledge of God, we can understand these things. And it's through that knowledge of him that we can see our way through this life. We can maintain a godly life. We can walk and not stumble. So he says there, then, wherefore are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. It just keeps getting better there. I love that, how, you know, we can be the partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And then he says, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. That word virtue there is another word that appears here several times. Also appears there in verse 3. All things, according as his divine power hath given unto us, all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and virtue. So what is virtue? Virtue is simply goodness. It's the state of being good or being morally upright. So he says in verse 5 again, besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. and to virtue knowledge. There again is that word knowledge the third time in this short passage. Another word that appears in this verse is the word diligence. This, again, is a word that appears several times in this passage, is the word diligence. And that diligence has the idea of exerting ourselves, something that we put our heart into, something that we work hard at. We're not just lazily going through life, but we're putting an effort into this life, putting an effort into this virtue that we're adding virtue to our faith, and to faith and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. Knowledge again is just the knowledge of God. Knowledge without the knowledge of God, we won't know what God wants or what the standard of holiness is. So we have the Word of God, we can study it, we have the Spirit of God that reveals it in our hearts. And to knowledge temperance. Temperance is simply self-control. We have self-control. So, you know, we have the working of God in our hearts, but we also have something that God gives us to do. So I have a choice to make. Like, let's say, for example, if I get up in the morning and I might be tempted to read a storybook or watch the news or look at some YouTube video or something like that. And at that point, I have a choice to go after what I would like to do. Or I have a choice to use temperance, use self-control, and spend time reading the Word of God instead. Is there something that we can do? Is something that God is asking us to do? Is ask to add temperance. And add to temperance patience, to patience godliness. Patience, I think we know all know what patience is. Patience is you know, patience, it's endurance, it's perseverance. And to patience godliness. Godliness is to be like God. To godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Brotherly kindness, we know what is. Charity, of course, is love. But these things be in you. In the end here is what I want to bring out here as far as this little key to deception, to discernment. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he's giving us these things to do. Then he's saying in the end that if these things be in you and abound, then you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. And he says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence. There again is that word diligence. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. There again, you know, that is something that we can do. He's saying we should give diligence to make our calling and election sure. That just you know, speaks of something that we can do, something that we can put into to secure our position in Christ. There is no guarantee. There is there is no you know, eternal security on this side of heaven is a false teaching. It is, there's no guarantee for us, but he is giving us some tools here that we can use to make our calling and election sure. He's giving us, make all diligence to make your call, give all diligence to make your calling and election sure. And he says, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. What a precious promise. To connect it with doing. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, we noticed in Matthew 7 also that the emphasis was on doing. He that hears and does is the one that's safe. He's the one that's like a man that built his house upon a rock. He's the one that's secure. But the one that hears and does not do is like a house on a sand that you don't know when the storm's going to come up and wash it away. So give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. God bless you. We're going to end there for this time.